Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. Good to have you all with us here on this rainy day here in the state of Maryland. We are going to jump right into a conversation here with Baynard Woods very quickly to talk about what's happening in the city paper this month. And Baynard, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, great to be here, Mark.
So tell me, Baynard, what is up this week in the city paper and on this rainy day? Where are you?
So I'm actually at home at the moment. I'm laying out of the office to talk to you where it's a little quieter. And our big story this week is Laura Lippman has her new book coming out next week, and it's her 19th book. And so we have an exclusive excerpt from that. But it's the story behind it is a fascinating story because it's based on the case of Julia Salisbury, who was owned a strip club on the block, ran numbers, and disappeared in 1970, and was. Basis of Barry Levinson's Liberty Heights. And so David Simon was one of the reporters who had been obsessed with this story over the years and kept saying to Lippman, his wife, hey, you ought to write this as a novel. You ought to write this as a novel. And she wasn't interested. And so she heard that he left five women behind, his mistress, his wife, and his three daughters. And so it really becomes this kind of ghost story about what happens when someone just disappears in the middle of their life. And it's really, I think it's the best thing she's done, or as good as anything she's done. It's really an amazing story, and you know, she talks about how, in many ways, it's a tribute, actually, to David Simon's family, because it's this big, rollicking family, and she's from a small family, and so it's a tribute to her in-laws. But she talks about her days at the Sun and leaving the Sun, and then the big news information in there is that she and Simon and George Pelicanos, who also wrote on The Wire and is a great novelist, are writing a musical based on the songbook of the Pogues right now.
The songbook of the what?
The Pogues, the Irish punk.
Oh, yes. Gotcha.
And, I mean, so it's amazing that I mean, to think of those three writing a musical together at all is just sort of mind-blowing.
Somehow, I just don't, maybe there's parts of David Simon I don't know. As a musical, I've never thought about that with David Simon, but.
Right. So, that was a sort of big scoop in there.
So tell me,
but the book is great, and we have an excerpt from that, a little sidebar with Simon on the Julia Salisbury case with all of his theories on that. So that turned out to be a really nice package for us.
So,
and, you know, speaking of wire-like crime stuff, we have a Mob Town beat about, you know, someone bringing in a ton of cocaine into the city being charged with Garnet Smith. And it's really, you know, and some of the pictures are amazing. See what $2.3 million in cash actually looks like, which was seized from him. You know, it's a pretty amazing story.
So, Baynard Woods, senior editor of the Baltimore City Paper. Folks, pick up your city paper, just pop it out of the box and read it. It's there, and it's always chock full of good stuff. Baynard, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Talk to you soon.
Very soon. We're going to take a brief break, and we're going to come back and talk about what's happening in our state schools and whether or not Common Core and testing is ready for prime time. Stay with us.